Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, Patriots. It's me, Maximilian Clark, from We Are Not Journalists. Thanks for checking us out. If you want the latest news and updates from the front lines of American insanity, come check us out on our normal feed, where we'll be infiltrating Trump rallies, QAnon, militia groups, and all the rest, so you don't have to. In the meantime, enjoy this classic episode of We Are Not Journalists.
I'm George Santos, and I'm here with We Are Not Journalists.
Coming up on We Are Not Journalists.
Yeah, like, you know, women would like come to the police covered in bloody scratches, clothes all tattered, and the cops will be like, "Did you know the bear?
I bet. Were you standing between the mother and her cub?" Welcome to We Are Not Journalists. I'm Walter Masterson.
And I'm Maximilian Clark.
Today on We Are Not Journalists, we're going to go over Stormy Daniels' steamy testimony in the hush money case. Yeah. Republicans react to the ICC.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sexy.
And Trump plays a game of chicken with the judge and violates his gag order again and again.
Ooh.
Bar-car. And then again after that.
Bar-car.
But first, we turn our attention to a third party candidate in this presidential election you may have heard of. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been kind of a controversial figure as of late. You know, it's funny because I remember him as this really respectable environmental advocate, leader of the National Resources Defense Council.
Yeah.
And lately, it seems like his brand has been kind of off.
Yeah. Yeah. Lately, he thinks that climate change is going to be solved by the free market.
He thinks that the COVID vaccine was bioengineered to resist Chinese people and Jews.
Ashkenazi Jews. Don't take him out of context, Max.
That's fair. And it's left a lot of people asking ourselves, you know, what happened?
Yeah.
But thanks to incredible reporting by the New York Times, we now know. According to a 2012 deposition, Robert F. Kennedy says, and I quote, that a worm got in my brain, ate a portion of it, and then died. Brain worms. Obviously, but now, like, of course, that wasn't on my bingo card for like what happened to RFK. But hearing it now, it all makes sense. Like,
it's such a relief. Actually,
yeah, I feel so good because, like, this is a man I had a decent amount of respect for, and now knowing that a worm got in his brain, ate a portion of it, and then died. Yeah,
I can listen to him and just make so much more space.
Yeah, it's that missing part. It's that connective tissue between the old RFK and
the new. Wait, Max?
Yeah.
Was it a radioactive worm?
Like in Spider-Man?
Yeah, like was this like a canon event?
Oh, could be. He does have the power of a worm because you can't tell the difference between his head and his butt. Got him.
Yeah.
In his face.
This is such a relief,
really. It is. It's so good. And it's a roadmap for how to succeed in the Republican Party. Right? Because he is making great headway in Trump territory right now, taking votes from the alt-right. And all you have to do is let a little wormy get into your brain and eat a portion of it before dying. You know, it's funny because the whole thing kind of reminds me of Animorphs, the children's book series, later adapted into a TV show, because the bad guys in there were the Yurks. Have you read it?
No.
So basically, there's a war between the Andalites, which are a bunch of shape-shifting quasi-centaurs with sickle-shaped tails, and they have the power to change into other things once they touch it. They sort of take on their DNA. And the Yurks are mind control worms, and basically people would put their heads into a Yurk pool and then their brain would be controlled. And then over the course of the series, and you know, Tobias is a hawk by this point, and he gives up his ability to become human because he realized that, and really the tensions between these teenagers and watching them grow and resist, and also the suspicion that they have, like, anyone could be infested by the Yurks. Yeah.
At first, I was actually very intrigued. Mm-hmm. And then I set a 40-minute timer just to see if you would cook for that long on Animorphs.
Yeah.
And it took some weird turns and everything. I didn't think you could talk about Animorphs for that long. I don't know how much of the podcast is going to be dedicated to Animorphs.
I mean, really, that's only the first like 15, 16 books.
Sure. I mean, first 15, 16 out of what, 1,000?
54 books, actually. And The Andalite Chronicles, which is kind of a spin. Okay. RFK, in the same deposition, also claimed that he was suffering from the effects of mercury poisoning from having too much fish in his diet.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Just to be fair, RFK Jr.'s press secretary responded to this by saying, talking about this is hilarious, given his competition.
It's kind of a sad state of affairs that of our presidential candidates, the healthiest one got a worm in his brain, which ate a portion of it,
then died. Yeah. That's probably the most coherent statement to come out of their entire campaign.
Yeah. Anyway, would you rather be mauled to death by a man or a bear? That's what the internet wants to know.
This whole thing, it's so weird. This was started by a bunch of incels going like, oh, like you girls are so worried about sexual assault. Oh, yeah, like what about bears? Huh? Like what, you know, like they reached the end of their whataboutism and they were like, you know what? Just bears.
Bears. I mean, but I think the way that they're imagining it is it's an aggressive man, right? Yeah. Someone that they don't know, that they can't trust, that they are in close proximity to, whereas the bear is just an average bear. And I think if it was presented as equal, where the man gets to be just in the middle of the woods, eating salmon, climbing trees, putting his little nose out for berries, and then like cuddling with all of his other guy friends in a cave for 6 months, like...
He's not even like, he doesn't even notice the woman.
Yeah. Like, who would? Like, yeah. That's
the only thing that woman could do for him is just, you know, show him another man for him to cuddle with in a cave somewhere.
As this debate has raged on, the only thing I can think about is men, we have it all wrong. We're over here being a threat to women when we could be out there in the woods fishing. Putting our nose in bushes, being freaked out by thunderstorms.
Sleeping through January, February, March.
Yeah. Who needs those months? We could be eating a bunch of leaves and stuff to create a cork inside of our butt so we don't have to poop for 6 months. Where did we go wrong? And I also don't like what this incel has revealed about the way that we treat bear attacks.
All right. It's like, hey, what were you wearing? I bet you had trail mix in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like women would like come to the police covered in bloody scratches, clothes all tattered, and the cops will be like, did you know the bear?
I bet. Were you standing between the mother and her cub? Okay. All right, lady. Stop wasting our time.
A woman will literally be half eaten, and the cops will refuse to perform a bear attack test on them.
Not all bears, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hashtag not all bears. But speaking of large, grotesque creatures... savagely attacking women.
Stormy Daniels gave her testimony in the Trump hush money trial.
Yes, she did. And, ooh, it's pretty hot.
Ooh, tell me more, Max.
Ooh, hang on. Let me bring the lights down low for a bit because...
Ooh, let's bring the lights down, baby.
Ooh, because listeners, we're about to take you on the hottest ticket in town.
Ooh.
The Stormy Daniels trial transcript train.
Okay. Let me kick it off here.
Yeah. So... Walter's going to be playing Stormy, and I'm going to be playing Trump defense attorney Susan Nicholas. Little girl on girl for you. Am I correct that you hate President Trump?
Yes.
And you want him to go to jail?
I want him to be held accountable.
Even if that means jail?
Only if he's convicted.
Ooh. And then Daniels went on to describe a brief sexual encounter in 2006,
They were talking in his hotel room, and then when she went to the bathroom, she came out and he was on the bed in his boxers and a t-shirt.
I thought, oh my God, what did I misread to get here? Because the intention was pretty clear. Somebody stripped down in their underwear and posed on the bed, waiting for you.
And she said, yeah, it was consensual, but there was a weird power dynamic going on at the time. Also, he didn't use a condom. And then after,
he said, oh, it was great. Let's get together again, Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunch.
I just wanted to leave.
Leave. Get out of there, Curly. And you may be like, oh, why did she have sex with him at all?
Well, Trump floated the possibility that I could appear on his TV show, The Apprentice. Said that being on the show could help me get taken seriously as a writer and a director. He's like, this is your chance for somebody to see you and maybe give you that opportunity. He pitched it as a win-win.
And then it happened again and again. 2007. It's like, ooh, want to reconnect, baby?
Well, eventually, he told me that he would not be able to get me on The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
The chance to be on Apprentice was still up in the air, and it would have been great for my career.
But it never happened. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Stormy Daniels got the Trump special. Mm. She got fucked over like a Mar-a-Lago building contractor.
Mm. Wow, Max. This is all really uncomfortable and sort of seems a little coercive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very sexy.
No, are you kidding? It's the sexiest. It's like the classic Trump porno.
Oh, yeah. So like the plumber shows up to Mar-a-Lago. It's like, oh, thank you, plumber.
Yeah.
I really need you to fix my pipes.
And the plumber is like, absolutely. And then Trump's like, ooh, how can I pay you?
And the plumber's like, with money.
And then Trump's like, no, sue me. And then he leaves.
And then he leaves, yeah. And
then he gets out of there. Mm. But I think the sexiest commentary came from the man himself. Because he tweeted on Truth Social when he found out that Stormy Daniels was going to testify. He went online and he said, in all caps, prosecution, which has no case, has gone too far. Mistrial. And then the judge said, no.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, and I feel like the judge is sort of at their wit's end when it comes to Trump posting things on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he keeps... What's the maximum fine?
$1,000.
For violating the gag order.
Yeah, and they are at $10,000 now.
Yeah.
Which has frustrated the judge. Because also, $10,000 is basically nothing to Donald Trump. And the judge knows that, and Trump knows that. And so there has been the other thing the judge can do. Which is to lock him up. And the judge actually had like a really good comment on this, saying that they understand the gravity of imprisoning a former president and possible future president over this, but was literally like, what do you want me to do, brah?
Yeah. But don't worry. Trump's not going to repeatedly violate this gag order. He's learned his lesson.
Yeah. I mean,
and he's too much of a wimp to violate it again.
I mean, Donald Trump isn't a chicken, except for when it comes to this judge. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like the judge is
violate
like,
the gag order again.
No.
And again,
he's scared.
Force the judge's hand in this.
No, like yeah. The judge is going to send him to Rikers. And Trump knows that. And he's too afraid to post about the judge.
Yeah, he's too much of a little chicken.
The judge won. And you know, honestly, I think
he's
the jury.
Not do it again.
The jury, too. I mean, like Trump.
He's scared
knows,
of the jury.
He's afraid of all of them, right?
Yeah. So the judge has nothing to worry about.
No, exactly. Trump doesn't have the guts to violate the gag order again. He's too scared. Don't do it, Trump. Don't violate the gag order
don't
again.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Though I will say that Eric Adams has said that New York City is ready for that contingency. Eric Adams has gone in front of a microphone to say that Rikers is ready for Donald Trump if it should come to that, because it is staffed with professionals.
Is this the same Rikers Island that had over 30 people die?
Since 2022? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, 29 people have died.
Okay.
But only 11 of those were due to negligence, and only 10 of the 30 that died were pre-trial. So,
oh my God, so they hadn't even gone to trial.
No. And
they died while awaiting trial.
One of them was waiting for a trial for 3 years.
Oh my God.
Wasn't found guilty, may have been innocent.
And their offense predated bail reform.
Yes, so bail reform would have saved several of these people's lives because they were there for non-aggressive assaults. At least three of them were locked up for homelessness, vagrancy charges, and also not prosecuted for them. But they died in Rikers.
Wow.
So we can tell why Trump is too scared to violate the gag order again.
And if you weren't mad enough,
I'm pretty mad.
Let me tell you about the cost.
Okay, yeah. So if you think that it's insane that there's one-bedroom apartments for $15,000 or $20,000 a month on Satcham Park West.
$15,000, $20,000. Come on, Max. Yeah. Live a little.
Mm-hmm.
It costs $565,000 a year per inmate at Rikers Island.
That seems a little high, spending $94,000 a month for a 5x7 cell that you have to split the costs with a roommate.
Yeah.
In a place that will kill you.
Yes.
But don't worry. I hear they're cleaning out the presidential suite.
Mm. Mm. I think it's so bad in Rikers that if you were to put Trump there, it would be a war crime.
Well, I mean, I think good news for the United States that we don't recognize many of the provisions that the UN has set out on what a war crime is.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes. The United States has not adopted the Rome Statute.
Yeah.
And they're not...
We proposed it. Clinton was all for it. But George W. Bush, for some reason, was like, oh, war crimes.
It's like, what do you mean, war crimes, bro? Like, relax.
If you haven't been checking the news, the International Criminal Court, a subsidiary of the United Nations, has been making waves.
Yeah, any day now, they are set to charge Netanyahu with war crimes.
And a number of his senior staffs. And I understand that there's some people that aren't too happy about it.
There's some Republicans that are not too happy about it.
Not too happy.
They're why?
Oh my goodness. What did those crazy cats get up to?
And they made a strongly worded letter
to
the Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court.
Wow. I'm excited to hear what happens when an empty gesture meets a powerless body.
They were quite upset, and they listed a bunch of things that I guess make sense if you don't know anything about the ICC. Issuing arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel would not only be unjustified, it would expose your organization's hypocrisy and double standards.
Hypocrisy? I like how you turned into Dr. Evil there for a second. Hypocrisy.
Lorne Michaels, your office has not issued arrest warrants for Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei or any other Iranian official, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad or any other Syrian official, or Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh or any other Hamas official, nor have you issued an arrest warrant for the genocidal Secretary of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, or any other Chinese official.
Well, they're accusing the ICC of not prosecuting those people?
Max, I feel like I can explain this to you, but I feel like I really need to explain this to Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Because he sent the letter. I feel I don't want to repeat myself here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just call Ted Cruz about this.
Love it.
Hi, I'm a constituent. I just wanted to leave a message for Ted Cruz.
Yes, I can take a message.
Oh, thank you very much. So, well, all right. So I just wanted to explain how the ICC works, the International Criminal Court. So basically, nations have to sign on to what's called the Rome Statute. And China, Iran, the United States, Israel haven't signed on. So, you know, if there's like war crimes, you actually can't prosecute them for the ICC.
Because they don't have jurisdiction.
Because they don't have jurisdiction. You know, so they, you know, the ICC was trying to prosecute China for the Uyghur thing, but they don't have giant jurisdiction in China. So they were like looking if they did anything in Cambodia or Turkmenistan. Also, they don't have like a law enforcement body. They can't just send troops into a sovereign nation without the express consent of that nation. So basically, I mean, you know, Palestine is, you know, signatory of the ICC. Israel's not. So listen, anytime Israel wants to let the ICC in there to investigate and vindicate them of all war crimes and stuff, listen, totally possible. And yeah, so United States, China, Iran, Syria, everyone that they mentioned as, you know, not suspiciously not being prosecuted by the ICC.
In their letter, yeah.
Yeah, in their letter. Not a signatory, not, they haven't adopted the Rome Statute. So they're not in the jurisdiction of the ICC. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Honestly, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, if you could just explain to him how international law works before he comments on it, I think it would be a little less embarrassing to be represented by him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That too.
But we'd be understanding if a worm got in his brain and ate a portion
of it and then died.
Yeah.
That would make a lot more sense.
But if it didn't, then...
Yeah.
What is
also,
he doing?
You can tell him to f*** himself. He's a piece of shit. And thank you so much.
Have a
wonderful day.
Would you mind me asking where you're calling from today?
I am calling from
Galveston.
What?
Galveston, Texas.
Galveston. Yeah. Galveston, Texas.
Okay, sir. I'll be sure to pass along your comments to the senator. Is there anything else you'd like for me to pass on to him?
No, but take care of yourself. I know you must personally have a really tough job, and this was probably a really good opportunity, yeah. But then you ended up working for Ted Cruz. And so, like, give yourself a little treat.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, a fancy coffee or something.
Self-care, you know, can be a radical act sometimes.
Yeah. And, treat yourself well.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. We really appreciate you calling. You have a good day.
I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you are feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Oh. I feel so much better having explained international law to a United States senator, a senior United States senator who's in charge of a lot of things.
To be fair, though, it did take you 6 to 7 minutes of Googling in order to find that out.
Right? 6 to 7 minutes of just, I mean, very, you know, surface level research just to go like, oh, right, signatory, Rome statute, all that stuff.
No jurisdiction, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Well, you know, he is pretty busy being a huge piece of shit.
Fair, fair, yeah.
But,
I mean, it's not like they know better and they're just lying and sort of pretending that they're stupid and just acting like their constituency is too stupid to look any of this up and has such a short memory that they're going to forget about this in a week.
But they're going to remember that they acted strong and sent a meaningless letter to people that would laugh at them for receiving it.
Yes.
That's the MAGA way.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. With all these Republicans calling out dictators, the one name that I didn't see on the list that I was expecting was Venezuelan authoritarian dictator Nicolas Maduro.
Hmm.
And this is an important year for Maduro because it's an election year.
Really? That's important to him?
Everyone likes winning.
Okay. I mean, is this anything besides a pageant for him?
No. But, Walter, what's a pageant without some music? So this year, the most important issue on any Venezuelan's mind is who's going to be the singer of the new Nicolas Maduro campaign song of the summer.
Okay.
And to choose this, Venezuelan TV has launched a show called El Factor M. Or The M Factor, where M is Maduro. And it is a reality singing competition like American Idol or The Voice or America's Got Talent, where contestants come on with their campaign song, where they talk about how great Maduro is as a leader, and a one lucky winner gets their song chosen to be the song of the summer that everyone in the country is going to love, or they'll be murdered or something.
I feel like I have to watch this.
Please do. I sent you the link.
Okay. Is this going to be like...
You're not ready.
Okay, I'm not ready.
Maduro, just so you know, is the guy in the mustache. The production quality is as good as like an NBC reality.
This is like amazingly well-produced state propaganda.
Yeah. And the reason I bring this
up, I mean, like, I'm going to just say this is like world class.
Yeah.
Amazingly state. I mean, North Korea, what are you doing? What are you doing?
The reason I bring this up is because, you know, the reason I bring this up, even though it's in Spanish and 2.5 hours long, is I have never seen a clearer image of what Trump's second term is going to look like than this right here. Like, it's one thing to just say that it's going to be a fascist dictatorship, but I feel like people have a hard time imagining.
Mm-hmm.
And if a reality show geared to a bunch of musicians coming on to say how much they love the president, and while a bunch of people are like, this song represents his power, his verve. Like, if that's not a Trump presidency, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
It's
that,
like,
that is exactly what a Trump presidency.
Yeah.
Trump's second term.
Mm-hmm.
That is Trump's second term right there.
Yeah. It's amazingly trashy TV.
Amazingly produced state propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. No, it's NBC presents The Hunger Games. It's great. Check it out next time you're in Venezuela.
Oof.
Or else. Just because I don't want to leave people wondering what hit Trump anthem they're going to have to compose in 2028 to save their family's life.
Yeah.
How about a little good news?
Okay. There's some good news?
Moderately good news.
What kind of good news?
Today, the United States announced that they are no longer going to be sending munitions to Israel. They're cut off.
Okay.
No strings attached. Biden said, you will not invade Rafah. And Netanyahu said, watch me. And Biden manned up. And he's like, great. All those bombs and stuff that we just approved, you're not getting them. Because we think that you're going to use them on civilians.
So, wait, there was a line?
there is a line. No, Biden stood tall and he said, there's a line in the sand and you will not cross it. And that line was committing genocide nonstop for 7 months.
So yeah, after 7 months.
Done. No more. Cannot cross it. Netanyahu was like, well, what about a little more? And it's like, did I stutter? 7 months of genocide.
Yeah, that's it. That's all the genocide you get.
People think there's no difference between Biden and Trump.
I mean, this is the dystopia we live in. Trump would be like, you know, there's no what line? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trump would be like, it's been 7 months. Why are there still Palestinians?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But Biden is doing the right thing. Meanwhile, their ceasefire talks have been happening in Cairo and Hamas has agreed to terms, though Israel strangely was like, oh, you're going to return the hostages.
Well, they wanted all of their, you know, prisoners. Like Hamas and, you know, said, all right, everyone you have locked up of ours, like, we'll swap.
Yeah. Well, they also didn't like the timeline on ending the war because Palestinians wanted it done in 40 days and Israel doesn't want Palestine to exist.
Yeah. And then also Netanyahu, as soon as this is over, he's out. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to buy himself some extra time.
Yeah.
He's like Torinaga in Shogun. Little reference there.
Love the reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good show. Good book.
Yeah. It's like he didn't, you know, it's like Torinaga when he didn't want to go directly back to Osaka.
Right. And
he wanted to stay in Edo.
Right. And, yeah. Well, and so he can consolidate power and wait for things to map out. He pretended to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Has Netanyahu who tried like doing all these crazy dance?
He's been doing that for years. He's been an amazing job, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love the most convincing part was when Netanyahu did the Nazi revisionism.
Mm, yeah.
When he was just like, oh, you know, the Nazis were just like, oh, what do we do with the Jews? I mean, do we just let them all go? And, you know, Palestine was like, no, you have to do genocide. And they're like, oh.
But we don't want to. Yeah,
but we don't want to. And the Grand Mufti's like, you have to. Because we're just a tiny state with no influence at all.
But we double dog dare you.
Yeah, that was one of the most convincing.
Well, you know, times for honestly, like, you know, the mid 90s, Benjamin Netanyahu was a monster. But I feel like, you know, he wasn't always this crazy. Like, what happened to the guy? And it kind of makes me wonder, you know.
Did a worm eat part of his brain and then die?
Yeah.
Or I mean, how big
that would be a pretty big worm.
It's like the Shai Hulud from Dune.
Sandworm in Dune. Yeah. Just going in there. Yeah. It's like, yeah, listen, I know that I may have committed something considered by the ICC to be a war crime, but it wasn't me, you see. The Shai Hulud got into my brain.
he had some melange.
Yeah. And you know, just like, BB, you're in the desert. Break up the rhythm of your steps.
Yeah, exactly. Conserve your water.
Oh my goodness. He'll never be Muad'Dib like this.
Hmm.
Wait a second. Is Dune anti-imperialist?
No, that's crazy. The next thing you're going to tell me is that, like, Star Wars, Hunger Games, Starship Troopers,
Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Like, Avatar.
Which one?
Both, the James Cameron and the cartoon.
Okay, yeah.
I know. It's out of control. I mean, you know, at least anti-imperialism isn't affecting our music.
Yeah, God. Can you imagine if, like, Rage Against the Machine, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan,
Willie Nelson, N.W.A. Oh, my God. No, but, you know, I have heard rumblings. And I, like, at this point, if it's not on the M Factor, I don't know if I want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everywhere, really. Yeah. You know what? I need a palate cleanser. I need to listen to something apolitical.
Something safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Macklemore has a new song.
Our American M Factor, the old Macklemore, the thrift shop guy.
Yeah, the guy. He's like, oh, like, I stole your grandpa's style guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's great.
He has a new
single.
Let's listen to it.
Great. So we're going to do that, Patriots, and recharge our American exceptionalism. Yeah. You go back to loving America on your own time.
Yeah. Listen to this new song. Yeah. What's it called?
Now, what is this called? Heinz Hall?
Yeah, Heinz Hall. What is that?
I don't know. It's like a building of some sort. Flag? Is that Puerto Rico?
Wait, what flag is that? Huh. Yeah. The people they won't leave. What is threatening about divesting on one of
protest is what they're protesting. It goes against what our country is funding. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. Block the barricade until Palestine is free.
Whoa. Is nothing sacred?
Oh, God damn it. He made it political.
He made it political. Oh, my God. What a betrayal.
Made it political.
Macklemore.
Damn it.
We should finish listening to the song anyway. All right. Catch you guys next time.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.